Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Take a listen to the UK Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, because he's pledged mandatory national service for 18-year-olds if they win the UK election in July.
One of the problems in our society is that we have generations of young people who don't have the opportunities they deserve. Britain today faces a future that is more dangerous and more divided. There's no doubt our democratic values are under threat. That is why we will introduce a bold new model of national service for 18-year-olds, to be spent either in a competitive full-time military commission over 12 months, or with one weekend per month volunteering in roles within the community, like delivering prescriptions and food to infirm people, or in search and rescue. Young people will gain valuable skills, make our country more secure, and build a stronger national culture. This ambition benefits our country and our young people alike.
Needless to say, the political analysts in the UK have poured buckets of cold water all over this. And if you're to look at the polls and Sunak's performance at the moment and where they're ranked, it is highly, highly unlikely that this is ever going to come to pass. But it does raise the question about national service and whether or not there are real tangible benefits to it. I want you to think about this from the Irish perspective for the moment and maybe just park the military idea. But to Sunak's point about maybe encouraging or getting young people who are 18 years of age to give up one weekend every month to do some kind of volunteering, I wonder, is there a merit to that? And how would people feel? Like, do we encourage volunteering enough anyway in this country? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Eddie is with us on the line today. Eddie, I believe you've many years' experience working with teenagers and younger people. Is there a benefit to this?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I actually think there is a real benefit to it. I wouldn't necessarily couch it in the terms that the British Prime Minister couched it, but I think there would be huge support for a scheme in which young people would be asked to contribute 2 hours a week on a voluntary basis. However, rather than being seen as something mandatory that if you don't do it, you're going to be punished, I would prefer to see it couched in a much more positive way, that if you give up 2 hours a week over the year, that you will be, in fact, be rewarded either by, so for example, an additional 25 points in your leaving cert, or if you wish to apply for a job in the civil service or the wider public service, that it will be taken into consideration. I think there's huge benefits, not only for the young people to give them experiences, many of which may help them make decisions about the sort of life career they want to do, but there would be huge benefits, obviously, for the communities. So I'd be very much in favour of looking at a model which would actively encourage volunteerism and reward those young people, 17, 18-year-olds, to give up 2 hours a week to I don't care whether it's the civil defence or the local youth service or a sports club or the tidy towns. I think there's huge benefit in it, you know. But I do think that it should be couched in based on a reward system rather than a punishment.
But your suggestion, even suggesting, Eddie, is, you know, you're even going further than the British Prime Minister, because he's talking about maybe one weekend every month, but you're kind of suggesting maybe, you know, we could do something once a week.
Yeah, I just think from a practical point of view, if you want to get involved in a local sports club, they may want you to coach five-year-olds, you know, once a week for 2 hours, or they may want you to help out the local youth club for 2 hours one night a week, or the tidy towns every Saturday morning. I just think there's greater value in it doing it on a more regular basis for the year. And I think many of those people who have a good experience of being volunteers may then make decisions themselves. That's something I really enjoy. I enjoy the company of others. I'm going to stick with that, you know. I think that would be one of the benefits.
Is it really volunteering, though, if we have to reward people? Like, you know, when you talked about maybe that you might get some contribution towards the CAO points in the leaving cert, or, you know, that it might help if you were thinking about a career in the civil service. Like, is that right if we have to have some kind of a carrot at the end of this?
Well, I think it might be judged as an incentive, and it also may help young people maybe who do want to volunteer, but maybe are under pressure to, listen, you can't be doing anything now, it's sixth year, you need to be studying 5 nights a week. I think getting them involved in our community is as important as getting those extra points. So I'd like to see those, and I mean, I know many young people who do volunteer and get a lot out of it. But I mean, I just think that the state in some way should recognise that as well. Not in financial terms, but I definitely think there should be a contribution towards their in terms of points, in terms of going to college. And again, it could be one of the factors that would enable, you know, employers make decisions about employing young people. Many young people volunteer at the moment through the Gashka Awards.
I was just about to mention that.
I like to see an older group maybe be encouraged to come in. Those at 18, you know.
What about you, Cathal? Stay with us, Eddie, for a moment. I'd love to hear other voices on this. Cathal is on the line in Cork. You're kind of in the cohort of the, you're close enough to the age group, Cathal, that Rishi Sunak's talking about. Would you like to have to do some sort of it's not mandatory volunteering, but mandatory work at the weekends?
I think that the idea of mandatory volunteering is a bit counterintuitive. The idea of volunteering is that you sign yourself up for it, and that reflects good on you. That, you know, when you look at someone's CV, then you'll go, oh, he did volunteering. He took time out of his own day. I think if you make it mandatory, you're kind of devaluing people who would volunteer, we'd say, regardless of if you had to do it or not. The Goshka Awards are a good example to bring up, because, like, you do the one for the bronze one in fourth year, but you can choose to continue it in fifth and sixth year for the gold one, and the gold one is what you get from Michael D. Higgins. There is a point to all this, and I know a lot of people in my age group who volunteer with many heritage railway organisations across the country, and that will reflect very well on them. But if there was any sort of mandatory volunteering, that would devalue, you know, the weekends and weekends of work that they've put in, you know, there's that perspective.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, what about Eddie's point around maybe having some form of an incentive in it? You know, whether that's with maybe contribution from, I don't know, CAO or leaving cert points, or do you think it would entice more people to take up volunteering?
I mean, it might, but only because 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, they work so hard for their leaving cert at the moment. They're already putting in 5 days a week into school, if not six or seven, especially around this time of the year, obviously. And, I know that it would be nice to have an incentive for volunteering, that it would reflect well on your points, but I'm just not sure if that's the right way forward, you know. I'm just not sure.
What about you, Estelle? Estelle Birdie is an author and journalist in Dublin. Do you agree, like, would something like this work? Would it be a way to encourage more young people to take up volunteering?
Yeah, I think that not even necessarily calling it volunteering, I think there is value in making it mandatory. And now this is just from observation in other countries. We can learn from other countries. I think there's a great lack of the attitude that you're not just taken from society. Now, albeit that I completely understand, lots of young people and older people volunteer and do amazing work. This country couldn't run without volunteers. But there's a great lack, compared to some other countries that I've spent time in, you know, like Cyprus and France and, you know, around Europe. There's a lack of a feeling that you're part of something, that every single person is part of society. And in the countries where there is that kind of feeling, you know, of community, and that you can take things from society, but you also have responsibilities and you give things back. I've just observed that lots of those countries do have national service, military, and, you know, that you can do conscientious objectors, or, you know, in some of them it's just fully community-based. It's not volunteering, for want of a better word, but it is mandatory. You know, they've brought it back in France in recent years. But it's, you know, decades ago when every young man had to, in these countries, had to be involved in the military, or they could, you know, do an alternative. There was it's even in Ireland, you know, if you know some ex-military people, where we are a neutral country, you know, where we're not going out, you know, stomping into other people's countries. You know, everybody who is ex-military that I've met, and this is, again, personal observation, but, you know, from Senator Tom Clonan to the man I sold my van to taxi drivers who are ex-military, there's a kind of a quiet dignity about them. They're men who know about the value of some discipline. You know, they've seen, they've given back to their country for decades, maybe, in their careers. There's something about those people, those men in particular, that you just go, you really know what you're about. You really know that, you know, what it is to be part of something,
right.
Give back to the community. So while I'm completely anti-militarism, I do actually see some value for some people in, you know, doing national service in that way as well.
Just when you mentioned that, Shelley's on the line, because Shelley, you're part of the wives and partners of the Defence Forces. I know you've been with us on the show before. You've family in the Defence Forces. Do you agree with this?
I actually love to hear what Esther just said there, and I fully agree with her. There's a sense of self-respect. There's a sense of pride. There's an ageing and a maturity that the military do give you. And whether you agree with military or not, these are things that are instilled in you while you serve your time. When I heard Sunak's idea, where I do see and understand where he's coming from, I'm afraid it's a different time in a different generation that served previously. So to now reinstate it now, we are dealing with a very different broad spectrum of a generation that maybe don't even have the respect in themselves or the respect of their own community to be able to want to do this. And I know that's a very broad sweeping statement, but we are dealing with a very, very different time where when conscription and mandatory voluntary whatever way you want to put
it, whatever you want to call it,
whatever way they put it, it was a different generation, and they did it to feel a pride. To some of them did it to bring themselves out of situations, be it a home or a gang or whatever way life, that it brought them out of it. Military gave them purpose, military gave them security, and in turn taught them respect, taught them to have pride, not just in themselves, but that they had pride in their country, in their town,
but
in their area.
I think a lot of it, because I know it's part obviously of you know, of his election pledge, you know, once you know yourself, there's a lot of kite flying and promises that go on in the lead up to elections. I think it's kind of been labelled a gimmick in the UK anyway. Like there's little chance now of this actually coming in. But the idea of volunteering and even just, I suppose, encouraging people, Shelley, to do that. Like the Gashka Awards were mentioned by Eddie a few moments ago. But like some people say, we already have something very similar to this when you look at it's the FCA, isn't it? The Army Reserves. There kind of is, you know, an opportunity where young people can volunteer and get involved.
I think the reason Sunak brought this up is numbers are dwindling in England. Numbers are horrifically dwindling in Ireland, be it in the, as you call it, the FCA, the reserves. People just don't want to serve their country in any way, manner, shape or form. And again, when Eddie was talking about incentives, joining the military, there wasn't any incentive in that. It wasn't looked upon as something to be proud of. The wages, certainly being the lowest paid public sector workers, are not an incentive to sign up. It has to be something in you to want to serve your country, to want to be a member of the military. And I would assume that this is also the same for anybody that wants to volunteer for their community. You want to have a sense of pride in your community. You want to have a sense of pride in not just yourself, but in the whole surrounding area. And this generation, and I have a child who's 19, I have a child who's 17, I have a son in the military, my husband in the military. So when I say these things, I can feel that I'm coming from a place of understanding.
Oh, you are,
It is a very, very different generation to the ones previous who did do these things. I think it's a great idea. I don't think in nature it's going to work, but I would love to see something.
Something similar, or encouragement.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do find that it's just not going to work at the moment. Badly.
Mary has got in touch. Mary makes the point as well. Where did I see Mary's message there? Yeah, we've been looking for volunteers in our local arch club. It's a social club for people with disabilities. It's absolutely impossible to get anybody at the moment. People are just not volunteering. Are we good as a nation, as a society, to put our hand up and volunteer, Eddie? Is it something we're good at?
Well, I mean, there are many examples of, I mean, my own organisation, Sulla's Project, we rely on at least 120 volunteers every week to keep the organisation taken over. And we get them. I mean, we often get them from strange sources. Many of the American companies, for instance, are very active in encouraging and rewarding their staff members to be involved on a voluntary basis. I'm involved in the local soccer club, and we have at least 130 volunteers because we have 50 teams. I wouldn't survive without it. But I just don't think, I do think a national campaign about giving back wouldn't be a bad idea. And I think if you could throw in some of that, if we can encourage people to volunteer at that younger age, many people who volunteer now volunteer because they're married with a couple of kids and they're sort of put on
their children are involved, probably.
Well, if you want a kid to join in, you're going to have to turn up here and give a hand out to the clubs or whatever, you know. And sometimes many of them stay on because they really enjoy it. And I think, but I do think there's huge value for every single community if we can increase the level of volunteerism. And I think the idea of encouraging 18, 19-year-olds to get involved for 1 year, 2 hours a week, is not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
Do you agree, Anne, with that? Do you think we get many on board?
Yeah, I don't know if we'd get many on board, Andrea. I volunteer for Water Safety.
Okay.
And we have our summer programme coming up. And we have less and less people coming through. The pandemic stymied us, all right. Yeah. But we do need more active citizenship, and we do need more people giving into their communities and enhancing.
It's a nice way to put it, isn't it, Anne, to describe it?
Yeah, and it's the only way forward.
Active citizenship.
We need active citizenship, and we particularly need it in Ireland. And I think maybe it needs refining with Sunak in England, but I feel it's certainly something worth discussing.
Do you know, I would say the reaction to this on WhatsApp today is probably fairly mixed. Like, you know, there's a chunk of people who think this is actually a great idea. No, I'm not talking about the conscription necessarily, but the idea that you would encourage young people to get involved in some way or incentivize them to volunteer. And then there's a whole host of other people who are making the point that they only did the Gashka, awards because it was something to do in transition year and it looks good in the CV.
Now, but the Gashka has very many great points in it. It's a wonderful thing, and it matches the Prince's Award in England, you know, because it's given out by our president.
I remember I didn't complete it fully. I think, is there a silver part of it, or the halfway point?
I think, and a gold.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure. But overall, I think it's something that is definitely worth discussing, and 100% to come back into our communities and give back and enhance our communities is the only way to go.
Yeah, why not? Chris makes the point. Why should the youth have to do this service for a country that has thrown them away? No hope of ever getting on the property ladder. I have to stay at home because I've no ability to rent. That's the thoughts of Chris coming in. Look, keep your views coming in to us, 087 1400 106. I'm going to borrow Anne's phrase of active citizenship. And is it something that we do well in this country? You can drop me an email either, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.